This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Good afternoon. This is Cottage Talk Full Time. This is Emilio Dinello deputising for Russ Goldman. Myself and Joe Tyvey have just witnessed Fulham's 2-0 defeat against Manchester City. Coming away from Craven Cottage, we managed to keep the score down to just a 2-0. But Joe, let me introduce yourself to the show. It's been a while that you've not been on Cottage Talk. Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, good to be here. I've missed a few games out of apathy, really. Hopefully people will understand why, but I thought I'd come to this game because I knew we would probably lose the game, but I just wanted to see how we fared against one of the top European sides, and we put up a good show, but we didn't really threaten, didn't really cause them too many problems, but 2-0 doesn't sound too embarrassing. Man City could have scored more. Their finishing was a bit poor in the second half. They got a bit lackadaisical in the second half. They had the game won already, two early goals. It's good to be here. It's a nice spring day. no better place to be down by the Thames.
Absolutely. Shame we couldn't. Couldn't have come away with at least a point, if not more. But ultimately, when I saw that lineup today, it's always going to be a difficult challenge against champions elect for the Premier League this season, and potentially Champions League elect. With Mitrovic and Seri both missing, presumably for injuries, it was going to make the job a little bit more harder. So when I saw that lineup, I was obviously concerned, and I think obviously Scott Parker's tactics seemed to be protect or minimise how many goals you concede. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Mm. There was no Mitrovic up front, so they didn't have an out ball for anybody. We had Floyd Aite up front, and there's no Mitrovic effect, so you can't pump a long ball up, and we were trying to play ourselves out especially in the first half and getting ourselves into trouble and being intercepted, and that's what caused really at least one of the two goals that they scored. So yeah, I mean the team I saw starting at the first whistle, I thought, oh God help us, this is going to be embarrassing. This could be 5-6-0.
Absolutely.
But, you know they committed themselves as best as they could, and I thought Anguissa had a good game. Like I said to you earlier, he is, if there is such a thing as a form player for Fulham at the moment,
absolutely,
he's starting to show why we did spend a lot of money for him. Just a shame he couldn't have done that a bit more often, but not his fault we're in this situation, so
I agree. And I think obviously when I saw that lineup, I was wondering, expecting the worst, but for what I saw first 10 minutes, I thought Man City came here determined to kill the game off immediately. They got that early goal. They were running at 200 miles an hour, you know, running at the ball, chasing the ball down, not giving us even an inch of breathing space. They got a first goal after, I think, about 5 minutes, and could have scored another two before 10 minutes were up.
Yeah,
that was their game plan, in my opinion. That, you know, then eventually we sort of got back into the game. We started, I'll say, control the midfield, passing the ball well. You said Anguissa was passing the ball elegantly. He was getting stuck into the game. Tom, I think, had a very quiet game and, you know, had a really fairly disappointing game, in my opinion. But when we started composing ourselves, I thought, well, actually, there's an opportunity just to sort of steady the ship, don't give the ball away. But unfortunately, we made another silly mistake. And lo and behold, the story of our season, we conceded another goal. So do you want to talk through this, what you saw, the second goal, another defensive mistake?
Yeah, I thought we'd cleared the danger. The ball comes to Joe Bryan, and he air kicks it, and he makes contact with the ball, but passes it straight to a City player, and ball gets crossed into the box, 2-0. So yeah, it's that's disappointing.
Good finish though.
Yeah,
that's been a world class finish.
Oh yeah, well the way that Aguero dinked it over was class. We were right behind it.
But also in the lead up to that Joe Bryan era, Tom Kenny should not be abstained for any. He made a mistake as well. He gave the ball on the halfway line, which then put our defence immediately under pressure. Joe Bryan then made a further mistake. So ultimately, if Tom Kenny had not made that basic error, maybe we wouldn't have gone 2-0 down.
Yeah. Well, I just thought Tom wasn't really at the races today. Mm-hmm. Just strolling around a bit too much. Not really influencing the game at all, really. Had a very poor game, and that sort of summed it up, that mistake that cost us. It's just a shame, though, that especially the second goal came from our mistake. You know, if you're probably going to lose against Man City, but, you know, if you're going to lose to goals, let it be because of their good play, not because of your mistake, and it was partly our mistake for that second goal. It was such a poor, silly schoolboy mistake.
Exactly. Just like, you know, and I think similar to the first, Posumenta, you know, giving the ball away for the first goal. Again, two defensive mistakes, two goals.
Yeah.
You know, story of our season. And to be honest, the rest of the first half, I thought we sort of, I wouldn't say, we were fairly comfortable. Man City were guilty for missing a lot of, you could argue, straightforward chances. They were sort of shooting off target quite often. They had a lot of possession, as you'd expect. But, you know, would you argue that Fulham kept Man City at bay, or Man City maybe playing in second gear?
A bit of both. I think we did sort of keep them at bay. They didn't, there wasn't any sort of like one-on-ones or anything like that. But like I said, I think Man City were playing in second, third gear in the second half. And they got a little bit lackadaisical. They could have had about 5-6. But some of their finishing was awful. And I said to you that I bet Guardiola will have a word with them afterwards because he's such a perfectionist. but anyway, they did the job that they needed to do.
Exactly.
I just thought it was all a bit too easy for them. And, we just couldn't really force a proper chance, a couple of half chances, a couple of crosses, but other than that,
Did we? There was just that funny moment when in the second half the Man City player shot the ball over or kicked the ball over the Putney end roof. I can't remember ever seeing that happening in living memory.
That got the biggest cheer from the home fans all day. Yeah. I don't know who shot the ball over, but it went over the Putney stand roof and it got the best applause all day from the Fulham fans. It was a great, great moment.
So second half finished 0-0, over 45 minutes. So again, it could be a combination of Fulham, keeping them slightly at bay, but at the same time, Man City maybe just being a little bit guilty of being too casual at times. But were there any positives you took from that second half performance?
Just Anguissa's performance. He just sort of shone through as someone who could take the game by the scruff of the neck and sort of really impose himself, which we've seldom seen this season. But it was good to see. And I doubt any other Fulham player fan would disagree that he was the player that did shine out. Now we want to see a bit more of that because we want to, even though we're down, we want to finish with some pride and dignity. And if he can put in performances like that against the six teams we've got left, then you know, hopefully we can pick something up. And, you know, that was a good, forceful, you know, holding midfielder's performance today.
Yeah, and I think some of the positives I take from that second half in particular was a lot of fight in the defence. At the end of the day, we didn't concede. All bodies to the ball, fighting, you know, tooth and nail to not to concede a third goal. You know, Chambers, I thought, you know, put aside his passing, actually, you know, defended pretty admirably. Marchand, you know, did his job. And again, Christie and Brian, unfortunately, sort of, Brian in particular, I'm going to be quite critical of him today. So there were a few moments where obviously he was at fault for the second goal. He had opportunities wide in the second half, and unfortunately, poor crossing or poor decision making led us down at times. I just think we got ourselves into potentially good positions, but you know, the decision making let us down at times, which is unfortunate. But I just want to reflect on maybe two or three talking points from the second half. So, firstly, did you see the incident when we were talking about Ryan Babel when he sort of made a gesture towards Joe Bryan? Did you see that moment?
I sort of saw. I don't know what he was arguing about, but yeah, he was pretty agitated about what I don't know.
See that Bryan had had space on the left and was expecting the ball to be crossed into the box, but obviously he went pushed further downfield, lost possession of the ball, and Babel unfortunately made a gesture which I think should be penalised by the club for, very unprofessional, especially he was captain at that point. He was a captain at the point. Tom Kenny gave him the armband, and you don't act like that as a captain of your team. And he did another gesture in the first half towards Callum Chambers when he was expecting Callum Chambers to hoof the ball forward, and we lost possession and Man City won the free kick. I don't remember if you saw that incident in the first half again when Chambers and Babel were having words. So that's a controversial, some controversial point. The other point I was going to mention is Schürrle coming on. There was some boos around the crowd. What are your thoughts about booing your own players?
I would never do it myself. Everyone's got their own opinion. Everyone knows that, but not for me. I don't see the point of it really. It's you know, it's counterproductive. Uh-huh. It doesn't help the player at all. I can see why people may have booed him, but you know, at the end of the day, people have their opinions about what they think happens at the football club, but they have no idea. Mm. About what happens. It's all rumour. It's all everything they hear on the internet. You know, who knows what happens behind the scenes. In terms of Schürrle coming on, why not? We're going down anyway. We were losing the game. We would have lost the game anyway. What difference does it make?
Sure, it's counterproductive, if anything.
Although I would have liked to have seen Steven Sessegnon being given a few minutes, like you said. Mm. You know, it makes no difference to me. I don't know why people get so upset about it.
Okay, and the third thing I was going to say, we had three captains on the pitch today. Tom gave his armband to Babel, who then got substituted, and that was then passed on to Kevin MacDonald. Thoughts on Babel giving the armband? Should it have gone to Ryan Sessegnon by Tom? It just seemed an odd decision by Tom to give his armband to Ryan Babel. I know it doesn't.
Well, I presume that they already know that Ryan Babel is the next in command, if that's the right expression.
Which is puzzling, given the fact he's only here for four or five months.
Well, there we go. Maybe he displays something in the camp that we don't know about that means he's sort of captain or vice captain material. I don't know. And again, it's only speculation on our parts as to why he gets the armband when Kearney goes off. Mm-hmm. I don't care anyway, really.
In the day we lost 2-0, and that's probably the stat that counts today. So final thoughts of the match, men against boys?
It was men against boys, really. It was, like I said to you, it's like the big lads against the small kids at school, playing at school. It was.
Felt like a training game.
It was a bit like
friendly, pre-season friendly.
Yeah. But it was good to come down here again, because I've missed a couple of games and I've missed being here on a lovely spring day. I wanted to see how we do against one of the best teams in Europe, and we played well in patches. We didn't really frighten them, but it was good to see, and so we kept it down to a respectable 2-0.
Exactly. I think that's what we were. I think we would breathe a sigh of relief that they only finished 2-0, but that's, I think, mainly because of Man City's poor finishing in front of goal. They had over 20 shots on target in the match. Yeah. So, and Fulham had unfortunately zero on target. So, but we beat Bournemouth in the stats anyway, did we not?
Yeah. Well, we had no shots on target, but we had some shots
on,
off target.
On goal. So, again, we
beat. But no corners.
No corners again. So, anyway, thanks for joining College Talk again, Joe. Good to have you back.
You're welcome.
So that's it. That's us. That's Emilio Donnelly just concluding here from Craven Cottage after well, a 2-0 defeat for Fulham against Manchester City, but like Joe said, it was men against boys today, and thankfully the score was just kept down to 2-0, so hopefully we'll have more to cheer about when we play Watford away on Tuesday night. Thanks for listening to Cottage Talk.
It's the 90th minute, and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are on. You've got your McDougal share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.